Yes, good to be here, and I can't tell you how good it is to be home finally.
Well, how about we start with an explanation of why you are home, but it seems that the session is not yet over.
Well, I think everybody knows that the legislature went into extra innings, and after about 10 days of virtually getting nowhere, decided basically both the House and Senate that a break was needed. And after being called into a special session by the governor, the legislature both passed resolutions, the House and Senate, to essentially take a couple-week break for a couple of reasons. One, to allow everybody to go back home and kind of breathe a little bit and get away from the capital environment, but as well to allow finance committees and possibly some other committees starting up here to independently hear the issues that the governor had put on the call for the special session. So all in all, I think it was a good move, and I'm one to tell you that I know people are kind of, at least a few here in Dillingham, looking at me sideways when they see me on the street. But on the other hand, it was a long session, and I think it's done me well to be back home for a few days.
All right. So the session's not over yet. What does Governor Walker intend for the legislature to accomplish still? And what do you think will be accomplished by the time the gavel falls for the final time?
Well, there were three items on the governor's proclamation for a special session. One, of course, was to provide a fully funded budget. The second was to pass Aaron's Law, sexual awareness training in the schools. And the third was Medicaid expansion. And at this point, to be really frank about things, I don't know where all three of those items are.
Huh.
The divide between the legislature and the governor, and it's not just the legislature as a whole, it's the components, the House, the majority caucus, the minority caucus, and then the Senate, of course, agreeing amongst themselves. And then, of course, the governor is in the picture too. So where all that occurs with June approaching pretty rapidly and tourist season coming in Anchorage and, of course, the capital under construction is anybody's guess at this point. I don't know that I'm optimistic that we're going to get all three of those figured out anytime soon.
Are you happy with where the budget is at right now, and what more needs to be done in your mind?
Well, there's a law that dates back to 1990 that requires a three-quarters vote in both chambers in order to access the biggest savings account that we have, the Constitutional Budget Reserve. And the minority Democrats in the House are the link to getting that three-quarters vote. Unfortunately, their wishes in terms of having input in the budget have not been met at this point. And so we continue to have really a standoff. And beyond that, the individual items in the budget, in a year when we've had the largest revenue shortfall maybe ever, I'm fairly okay with most items.
Nobody could be happy with them, obviously, but.
No, and I'm certainly a strong advocate for as much education funding as possible. But I'm pleased that public broadcasting funding, for example, we were able to maintain most of that, although unfortunately a large cut is going to be taken there. Broadband and a few other items that were really targeted as being more on the discretionary side of things, that we were able to moderate the reductions and in some cases keep some of the programs whole. So overall, I was happy with the budget, but the fact is we don't have enough money to fund the budget, and we need this three-quarters vote to be able to tap into the savings account that we simply just have not been able to come to agreement on in order to get that three-quarters vote.
If that doesn't happen, what's the result?
Well, this standoff would continue until we ran out of money. That would probably, I think, take us until maybe September, October, when the state would virtually run out of money and not have the necessary funds to keep government going. So we'd have a government shutdown.
Has that happened before?
Not in my knowledge. I don't remember it ever happening in Alaska where government shut down. Maybe it did, but this one would be more dramatic because there's a lot more at stake, bigger government, and the revenue shortfall is that huge.
What does the minority caucus want the most right now? Where are they most entrenched? Medicaid, Aaron's Law, other priorities?
Well, they want both of those. They want to expand Medicaid. They want Aaron's Law, which is sort of the smaller of the three pieces that the governor's put forward. And they also want a number of items to be reinserted, back into the budget
some
and
of those cuts.
Or funded at a higher level.
Sure. I would like to have you back to talk about some of the politics that have happened, but between the minority and the rather entrenched majority and the new independent governor, what's been your take? Is it functional? Does the governor need a little bit more polish next time around?
Well, I always jokingly refer to every session being much like a fishing season. You know, things always are projected to happen a certain way, and then by the time you're at the midway point or it's all over, you look back and you went, oh my goodness, that was a lot different than the way we thought it was going to turn out to be. And but I would say that the dynamics in the legislature this session, and this is like my 19th or 20th session overall, are very unlike any other session that I've experienced.
Hmm.
And a lot of it is tied to the huge, unprecedented, unexpected revenue shortfall that we've had. But again, you've had a new governor with a brand new team, along with a smaller group of legislators, the House Democrats, who suddenly hold the Trump card, meaning they've got the necessary amount of votes to get to that three-quarters threshold to tap into the savings accounts that we need to make our books balance. And then you've got some veteran leadership in both the House and Senate that have kind of put their foot down and said, no, we're going to cut the budget and we're going to keep cutting it and we're not going to add even a dime. And so that all that has led to, of course, a special session. And then as we sit here in the early part of May, a real uncertainty as to where this is all going to lead us to.
It seems likely that we'll cut into savings to fund government. Do you see that as the reality for the foreseeable future? And how long will the savings stretch?
About 2 years. And let me try to put it into perspective here, if I could briefly. When we left Juneau in April of 2013, we had about almost $18 billion in savings. In April of 2015, presuming that we finally get into the savings to fully fund this year's budget, which we probably eventually will, we have a little bit over $7 billion, and that includes every account outside of our main savings accounts as well. So we don't have a lot of money left, and we have a state government that many would argue certainly needs to be downsized, but others would say, it never really got to the point, particularly out in rural Alaska, where it was doing what it was supposed to do anyway. So big decisions lie ahead for all of us in Alaska.
District 37 Representative Bryce Edgman in Dillingham briefly during this, what is it being called, actually? It's not a vacation.
Well, I'll let people call it what they want, but our point of view, it's been a recess. We will get back to work, and I'm looking forward to getting back to work, and the break's been great. And hey, Dave, it's been great to actually being across the table from you speaking in person here.
Yeah, thanks for your time as always, Bryce.